Welcome to This Is So Nerdy, a podcast where we talk about a mix of pop culture and online business. I'm Jess.
And I'm Amy. And while we may be hardworking business owners, we're also nerdy and love to fangirl over all the things we love.
Hey, Amy.
Well, that was really
Hi, Jess.
Jess!
Sorry, guys.
We just scared half of the world.
Are you ready to get nerdy today?
Oh, I love it. You know I'm here for it.
We're going to talk about Squarespace.
I love Squarespace. I heart Squarespace.
I need to make you a shirt that just says that. I heart Squarespace. Have you always been on Squarespace?
I have not. I was on WordPress at the very beginning. I had blogged all through my kids' early years. Like, the blog is still there. It's hilarious to go back and read now because it's basically just a journal of our lives. But I love it. I was on WordPress for that blog. And so when I first created a web page, I was like, obviously, I'll just continue doing what I know. Well, I found out very quickly that blogging on WordPress is very different than hosting a website on WordPress. So I was not good at it. Part of me wishes I was still on WordPress because you do a phenomenal job with WordPress, but I did change over to Squarespace. I would say about 2 or 3 years after I started my business, I found Squarespace and I loved their template designs. At that point, I didn't have, you know, a website designer. I didn't know anything about any of these things I know now. I chose Squarespace and I fell in love with it. The ease of being able to, you know, fix things quickly. I love that.
Yeah. That's what. So my first website was on a platform called Cargo Collective, which.
Oh, my word.
Let me see if it even exists. Let's see. Cargo.
Oh,
it was Collective. Really like a. It's really geared towards designers and people who need like a portfolio. Okay. It is still around. That is surprising. It's kind of like more basic version of Squarespace, or almost like even like a Tumblr feel.
Oh, yes. I remember Tumblr.
Kind of.
Yes.
But more, I feel like it's more of like a very basic Squarespace. But these websites I'm scrolling through right now, I'm like,
Cargo Collective.
These are interesting. You can tell these people are artists and not web designers.
Right. Right.
Anyway, so I was on there for probably 2 years and then tried to go to WordPress.com because there's a, for people who don't know, there's WordPress.com, which is probably what you were using for your blog. And then there's WordPress.org, which is totally different.
Yeah.
It's, I shouldn't say totally different because obviously they use the same infrastructure, but it's not like you're paying, it's not like WordPress.com is the free version and you're just paying. I mean, you can use it for free, but like it's much more than that. WordPress.com is like self-contained or self-hosted, whereas WordPress.org, you have to like get a host, install WordPress, then you have like endless possibilities, whereas WordPress.com, you're really, really limited. So I started on WordPress.com and then discovered, you know, it was very limiting. This was before I really like started getting into web design and figured out, this does not look good. I don't like WordPress. I don't like it. So I think I maybe I just like found Squarespace or something. Like I didn't really know about it. I don't know how I found out about it. So I switched to Squarespace and I was like, oh, like this is great. That probably would have been 2013 that I switched.
So are you on Squarespace too? No. Did I not know?
No.
Okay. So I was like,
I was on Squarespace for probably 5 or 6 years. And then I switched to WordPress.org sometime around 2018.
Okay.
Like I left before all the like really big changes started rolling out. And I do like being on WordPress. Sometimes I miss Squarespace, but for the most part, I really like being on WordPress. So
functionality to Squarespace for me, especially, I mean, you're a web designer, so you can integrate pretty much anything you need to do that's your specialty. But for me, especially before I found you and you and I started working together, Squarespace was just one of those things that took some of the guesswork out for me.
Yes.
You know, I was able to create a website and make it cohesive and do the things that I felt like it needed to look like before, you know, I actually had a web designer put their hands on it when Jess did all the things, but it did, it made it really simple. And I love their template options on Squarespace.
Mm-hmm.
That's probably one of my favorite things. That's probably the thing that drew me immediately to them, was that they have these templates and they're very easily movable. Like you can move up and down in their templates. You can take things out of their templates. You can do all these different things with them. And so Squarespace really won me over immediately. For me as a photographer, most of my photographer friends, there's a brand called Show It, and they do web, you know, they host websites. Photographers typically lean to Show It, but it is extremely confusing.
It is.
Every photographer that I know that uses it, they have trouble with integration. They have trouble with blogging. They have trouble changing things out. So like if they get a new logo or they want to change their color schemes or rebranded or anything like that, or if they want to change a gallery, all of those things are very, very, very difficult for them.
Mm-hmm.
And for me, it's extremely easy to do those things. And so I think that is probably why I've never changed, even though, you know, as a photographer, you know, the hit to be on is to Show It.
Yeah.
I would probably never change at this point. Number one, I'm too far in this business and I'm not shifting gears now, but it really, you know, it's just, it's very user-friendly. That's probably the best way to put it.
When my clients come to me for websites, like to build the whole thing, like if they're not just needing changes or whatever.
Yeah.
Sometimes clients know already what they want to use, but pretty often people are like, what should I use?
Yeah.
And I always say, like, Squarespace is so user-friendly. It does have some minor design, like, limitations.
Yeah.
Maybe some integration limitations, but I mean, I've yet to run into something that can't automatically integrate, or like you can embed it, or, you know, something.
Yeah.
And now, I mean, with all the things, you can have a membership in there, you can have like all these built-in things that it's, it used to be, you know, a few years ago, I'd be like, membership is not great on Squarespace. Like you just have to like finagle it and like kind of set it up in this weird way. Now they actually have membership. So now that's not a problem. And then I'm like,
go ahead. I'm sorry.
I was going to say the WordPress has a slightly higher learning curve, but then you have endless possibilities. So I'm like, I always say, are you tech savvy, or do you have the budget to pay someone to make edits for you? If not, then go to Squarespace.
And one of the things that has been good but frustrating for me is like a blog for me is, you know, is very easy to get accomplished because they do have a very user-friendly blog, you know, the way that you can align everything. And it pretty much does kind of a lot of that stuff for you. But the biggest thing for me is that I don't always have the options that other people do when it comes to making sure that I have, you know, the SEO correct and stuff like that. I know that there are some new things that have come on the scene for Squarespace, but for a long time, any blog that I would write, I pretty much had to just know that I had done the right thing. You know, I had to make sure that, you know, I knew how, I mean, obviously you know, you helped me with that substantially, but I had to make sure that I knew how to write a blog, you know, how to put the SEO words in it in the right place and the right ways. And I would say if somebody doesn't have somebody like you in their lives that can help them, you know, process through that, that would probably be the only thing that I would say is the big downfall for me, is that Squarespace does not integrate with some of those, you know, like Yoast. It doesn't do those things with those, with those, you know, processes. So that part sucks a little bit.
Yeah. And so for anybody who's like, wait, what? Like, is Squarespace not good for SEO? Yeah. I just want to clarify. Like, when I first had my Squarespace website, I used to rank on page one for Atlanta web designer. I was like number two, which is a very saturated market. And I actually kind of changed my SEO away from that since I don't need to be Atlanta specific. And I wasn't enjoying those like local clients. So all that to say, you can absolutely rank with Squarespace. That's not a problem, because at the end of the day, Google doesn't look at like, oh, is this a Squarespace website or is this WordPress? Oh, it's WordPress. Oh, we're going to rank them. It's about the content on the website. Is it optimized? Do you have good site speed? Do you have like, and so some of that is more about Squarespace users typically, not always, obviously, are DIYers. They have no idea what they're doing when it comes to SEO, to compressing their images, to like all this stuff that goes into it. So inherently, yeah, the Squarespace website might not be as well optimized. And so that's why you're not ranking, but it's not Squarespace itself. It's you,
right?
Unfortunately.
Yeah.
On the flip side of that, the people who are like, WordPress is best for SEO, like hands down, yes and no, because yes, it's quote unquote best for SEO because you have so many plugins available. So there's like the SEO plugin that Amy mentioned, like Yoast, Rank Math, there's several. Then there's like Schema, there's Table of Contents, there's recipe plugins, all these things that help with your SEO. But two things. One, just installing Yoast or Rank Math does not actually give you SEO. I always have to help people understand, like, it's more just like a guide or a checklist to help you optimize your site. I think some people are like, oh, I installed Yoast, so it's optimized. I'm like,
and
nope. Like, you actually have to go like fill it in. And second, if you're not using all of those plugins, not that you have to use all of them, but if you're not using the SEO plugins or you're not using them correctly, then no, WordPress is not inherently better because you're not actually using the tools. So it's like,
so it's not gonna,
So yes, you do have more options, and that's what partly makes it better for SEO, but you actually have to utilize those options and utilize them correctly in order for it to actually be better than on Squarespace. So
yeah, I just did some research because before we moved from Atlanta, I was on the first page where you had done my SEO on Squarespace for Atlanta Wedding Photographer, just that one. And I'm sure that there were others that we could have researched. But we recently took my SEO and put it back to Atlanta just because I am still booking substantial weddings there. And so I'm on the second page already. And we just changed that recently. So I'm sitting here going, okay, so Squarespace, I mean, it's very evident that there's not a huge, especially in a photographer's world, because again, Showit and WordPress are your basically two top tier website designs, you know, places. Yeah. So I think that Squarespace still gives you optimization, you know, at a great level, because Atlanta Wedding Photographer is highly oversaturated. And if I am already after, I think we just changed it a month and a half or 2 months ago. So if I'm already ranking on the second page in that, then Squarespace is not going to shut you down.
No.
Just because you're on Squarespace.
Right. So,
especially if you're doing it the right way. You know, if you have somebody that is truly going in there and making sure you have that SEO value. Yeah. So
it's hard to believe Squarespace was started in 2003, which they didn't actually go live until 2004. So I think like maybe they were building and kind of testing in 2003.
Yeah.
What were you doing in 2003?
Well, I had just had Caleb, my son. That's 21.
That's crazy.
He turns 21 next week. And that, when I read that, that's immediately where I was like, wow, okay. I was having kids and they were popping out websites. Like, I just think that's so funny. And the fact that he was like, as I was reading through some of this research, I was like, he was a student.
Yeah.
Like, he was a student at the University of Maryland. Like, he was not like somebody that had done all this, you know, all the time. You know, he saw a need and he started doing which, you know, obviously we know that that's a very common thread. You know, Facebook is the same way.
Yeah.
Mark Zuckerberg was in, you know, school at Yale. Is that right? Is it Yale or Harvard?
I think Harvard.
I think it is Harvard. You know, and they created Facebook. So I think that's a common thing, you know, for, you know, college students who don't have a lot of time on their hands. They can sit and create to where, you know, us people popping out kids in 2003, we weren't thinking about website design. Honestly, I thought that was hilarious that he was just a student at the University of Maryland and he started creating. So I love that. I think probably at that point in time, especially if you think back to 2003, Facebook was not prevalent at all.
I mean,
other than to college students. And I don't even know that it was fully active to college students, because I know that for me, I could not have a because I was out of college. I know that I could not have a Facebook account till 2007 as a non-college student.
Mm.
So it was not until 2007 until they opened it up to the everyday person. So I'm sitting here going, in 2003, he's creating website that would speak volumes through the years for people. And we had not even dove into social media platforms at that point. I mean, Instagram didn't exist. You know, nothing else existed. MySpace was probably around at that point.
Yes. Yes, it was.
Yeah.
I was in seventh grade in 2003.
Oh my God. Jess, this is where you make me feel. It's where you make me feel old, Jess. Here's the thing, though. I wasn't that old. I mean, I was 21 when I had Caleb. So, you know, it wasn't like I had been married for a long time. Before anybody goes crazy, I'd gotten married in 2000, but I had been out of school, so I wasn't looking at that kind of stuff. You know, MySpace and stuff.
Just to go back to the Facebook thing. Not that we're talking about Facebook, but by the end of 2004, Facebook membership was open to nearly all universities in the US and Canada. And then in September 2006, it was open to everyone over the age of 13. So,
okay. I was thinking it was 2000. I think I joined in 2007 then. That must be,
My sister was in college. So my sister graduated high school in 2003. So, 2004, she signed up for Facebook. And I think she signed me up for Facebook, like at a certain point, somewhere, probably 2005, because it was invite only, like outside of college. So it was like college only, then invite from only from college kids, and then everybody.
Yes.
Well, in that invite only period, my sister invited me to Facebook and she was like, you need to be on Facebook because MySpace is dying, and like join Facebook.
Boy, she was on that one.
And like, not that we were, either of us were like very social media, like savvy back then, but I remember being like, oh, okay, Facebook. And then I like got on and it was like, I had one friend and it was her. And then I was trying to convince I was the first person in my high school of like 85 kids to have Facebook. So I'm convincing, I'm like brand ambassador for Facebook, being like, no, sign up for Facebook. Don't go to MySpace. And people were like, what?
What is Facebook?
And they're like, and a few people joined and they were like, it's kind of boring. Like, what do you do?
Yeah. I know this is a tangent we're on, but I have to, maybe we should do a Facebook podcast, but did you ever think it would make it this long?
I don't think so. No. Like,
I didn't.
Or be such a major part of.
A major player. Yeah. I remember when we got on it, you know, I would create albums here and there and, you know, do little things. That's back when, you know, on Facebook. Again, I know we're talking about Squarespace and we've hit a tangent, but we do this sometimes.
It's okay. Fun.
And everybody loves it. So we're just going to roll with it for a minute. But I remember Facebook in those early days when it was like, Amy Sullins is.
Yes.
It wasn't just like, what's your status? It was Amy Sullins is. So when I see my old Tom Hall stuff, and it's like, Amy Sullins is going to... like going to the grocery store with the kids for the first time today, you know, like, and I'm like, what were we thinking?
I know.
Like, what?
Like in college. So when I was in college, at least like the first few years, first half, maybe, it was still the is setup. And I remember, I don't know why the is part matters. I remember I used to update Facebook like 3 times a day. And like,
me too. I must have been a very bored toddler mom because I'm like, I would, Amy Sullins is drinking coffee. Like, why would everybody need to know that? Like, but for some reason at that point in time, that's what you did. Like you jumped on and you just kind of, it was the first time we kind of started sharing our lives with one another, I guess.
Yeah.
And so I don't know. All that to say, this guy, Anthony, was before the curve is what I was trying to.
Yes.
When we started the Facebook talk, I was just trying to say, like, he really was before the curve because, like, movable, you know, drag and drop interfaces and stuff like that, that just wasn't.
It wasn't the thing.
That wasn't normal. And what's funny is Facebook even implemented some of that drag and drop interface stuff when it opened to the public. Like you could move, you know, if you didn't want your location to be up here, you could move it down here. I don't even know if you can do that anymore. I've never even tried, but you used to be able to drag and drop stuff on Facebook and move it around. So it's weird.
I know.
It makes me feel really old.
So
like what?
Some other like fun facts about Squarespace.
Yeah.
In 2009, they paid $20,000 for a podcast ad for it to be on some like tech podcast.
Yeah.
And it said something like this was, I think, on Squarespace's website. It said something like at that time, like a third of their users had signed up as a result of that ad. And I was like, what?
That's interesting.
I was like, so that it paid off. Like it was a big risk.
Yeah, that is a big risk.
It paid off.
I wish that I had known about, you know, Squarespace. Yeah. Like, cause obviously they were already in action by the time I started my business. So I wish that I would have known more about them in that time period, because I think if I'd started with them, I probably would have not been so crazy with my different setups.
Yeah.
probably been a lot more professional early on versus my black and white Chevron, you know.
It's okay. Fun fact, your girl has done a podcast ad or a Squarespace ad on a podcast.
You are so cool, Jess.
I'm not.
Why do I never get these cool deals?
So it was back in, I want to say like 2018, 2019. And she's changed her name since, like completely changed her name. Do you know or know who she used to be? Jess Lively?
Yes.
So I followed her on Twitter and like kind of would listen to her podcast and whatever. Yeah. And she tweeted one time, like looking for people who use Squarespace to do like a little mini interview. It's a ad on my podcast. And so I was like, of course, I mean, I wasn't like the only one, like there's plenty of people, but I was like me. And so we DM'd and then she emailed me and then we did this little like 5-minute interview and it was what do you love about Squarespace? And you know, like it was a super quick, like 2 or 3 minutes.
Yeah.
But it was her just like asking me questions. And then I got to say like my name and like my business name on her podcast. And
you're so cool, Jim.
And I was like,
you are so cool.
And I remember I had like maybe two people who were like, oh my gosh, I just heard you on Jess Lively's podcast. And I was like, because like she didn't tell me when it was going to, because it was just an ad. So it wasn't like, so she wasn't going to like tell me when it was live. So, but yeah, I helped promote Squarespace on Jess Lively's podcast.
You are literally my hero.
Okay. Well, I feel like there should be higher criteria than a podcast ad.
I want Squarespace to sponsor our podcast, Jess.
That would be great.
I'm going to totally be like, hey, guys.
We should tag them.
Love you.
Tag them.
Oh, I will. I will for sure tag them. That's happening.
Yes. They are only... So I saw a few different numbers. So I don't know. It seems the consensus is that Squarespace makes up 2% of the websites on the internet. Why are there...
So if you are not watching, that has to be a TikTok or a reel. Like if you're not watching, Jess held up the number 2 and for some reason balloons popped up out of her call.
Like filled my entire background.
So obviously we are very thrilled to celebrate Squarespace.
I'm like
today.
Not holding up my hands anymore.
It's not done that at all for me. I don't know what's going on.
I don't know.
Maybe we should do a whole Zoom podcast. And why they have these wacko things.
I don't know.
That's funny. I don't even remember what we were saying.
I said they make up 2% of the websites on the internet, which is still millions of websites. But
sure, but that doesn't feel right.
Yeah. Like I said, there were a few different numbers that I saw. Like one site was like, said something like 30%, and then like another was so, but it seemed like the most, like I looked on several different websites and stats and it seemed like most were saying 2%. I was like, really? Like
so what was the highest?
Shopify and WordPress. And
Okay.
And Wix is even above Squarespace.
I know. I was just fixing to say, where's Wix? So if you don't know this about Jess, don't say the word Wix in her presence.
Please do not. It's
we
like
will
a cuss word.
We will never, ever do a podcast about Wix unless it's a podcast about how much we hate it.
Yes. Yes. I'm not even,
anytime
I'm not
now,
even like get into it because I will get heated and we've already had a Facebook.
Yeah, we're not.
But
yeah, we already chased a rabbit once. We probably shouldn't chase another one.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
But
that's not surprising though, if I'm being honest.
I know.
Not because I feel like that's everybody's go-to.
It is. Especially people who I know several people who they're like, oh, I'm starting up this little, like, I'm gonna sell candles or like bows or wreaths or like, you know, it's not like I'm not trying to diminish what they're doing. It's just like, I'm not doing this full time. It's a little hobby. I'm trying to make some little cash on the side. And they just go Wix and use
Becca's in a class. Becca's my daughter, and she's in a class in college. She's in her senior year, and they are making them build a website on Wix. And I was like, what? Are you serious? I was like, do you have to use Wix? And she was like, yeah, they said that was the required one. And I'm like, so not only are people using it, college professors are asking you to use it. So I was a little upset by that because, you
I
know,
need the professor's name and email.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, that's kind of what I told her. I was like, you know, Jess is not going to be happy about this.
No.
That's just like, Mom, I have no choice. I was like, I know, but still.
Don't
like,
tell Jess.
I just did. So mess that up.
I did find some large names that use Squarespace.
Oh yeah?
Pixar.
No way.
Pixar uses Square. I verified it. Like Pixar uses Squarespace and it's very obvious. Like their website is plain Jane. Like I don't mean this against you, Amy. I love you.
Yeah.
You could do far, far, far superior. on the Pixar website. Like it is basic.
Now I'm like, I want to see
go
it.
Go pull it up. And I can tell it's Squarespace because like they didn't even change the fonts. Like it looks, you can just tell it's right. Amy's face right now. It's
what?
Like, isn't it? Like, I'm like, what are you doing, Pixar?
This is very, very strange.
Pixar, hire me. I'll do your website.
Okay, that is like literally, it is the Squarespace template.
Like basic.
Font.
And part of me
the
is like,
the only thing. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
I was just going to say, the only thing is like, does, again, going back to the argument, like, does Pixar even need a website? Like,
yeah.
You know, because it's Pixar. Like,
yeah, but still, I'm like, what?
Again,
what
it's
is
like,
happening?
Put your best foot forward.
Yeah.
You know?
Like,
so,
Pixar is like a brand of Disney. You would think they would be all in.
Yeah.
I don't understand.
It
that.
Is so basic. Another one, Trevor Noah and
really,
yeah, and Janet Jackson.
Okay, now I'm going.
They like at first I was like, wait, is Trevor using Squarespace? Because like this does not look like it, and it is. Janet Jackson's like it's way better than Pixar, but I was immediately like, oh yes, this is Squarespace.
Okay, so while Trevor Noah's looks pretty good, I feel like I know.
Yeah,
I feel like there's. I feel
also,
like
also. Some beef I have with Trevor and Janet. Neither of them have a privacy policy or terms of service linked in their footer, which is a big like legal no-no. And Trevor's, which I mean, maybe it's like some brand deal or something, but Trevor's footer says powered by Squarespace. Like,
okay, now I've got to go back. I've got to go back now. I did not see that part. Hold on.
And
oh,
also,
my.
He hasn't updated his copyright year
right
2020.
Since 2020.
So for people who are like, what? What are you talking about?
And in whoever Twitter, David Paul Meyer is, he
links,
should know better.
It just
He's
links
the
to
one
his,
that created his, it links to his Twitter.
Yeah.
Why would that link to his Twitter? I don't understand.
I don't know.
Understand.
Yeah.
Huh.
So.
And Janet Jackson's, I mean, I'm very puzzled actually. Like, if I'm being honest, like when I go to Amy Cole, obviously, and I look at my Squarespace site, I feel like I know that it's Squarespace, but I don't feel like it reeks of Squarespace. I still feel like it has its own stylings to it.
Right.
And we've changed, you know, code. And so you've changed so much in and out of there anyway that, but man, that's, I mean, for those two names to, the fact that his designer's page, his link goes to his Twitter. I don't know why that cracks me up so much, but it does. I'm like, why would you not take that to your website? Because you have taught me when you link to a website. I mean, that helps SEO.
Also, in Trevor's website, this is like getting nitty gritty. So typically in navigation, it's like home, about, you know, store or services or whatever, and then like whatever. His is shows, which is fine. Like it, that can be for, that's most important. But then home, just remove home from the navigation.
Right.
Then videos about store. That's fine. But when you click on the logo, so common practice in web design is that when you click on the logo, it takes you to the home page. Well, they've set it so that it goes to the shows page. Again, fine, because like, I get it. You're really pushing people to the shows.
Right, right.
But then the home page is just like a big banner with his upcoming Netflix thing that came out 2 months ago. And then upcoming shows with a button and then a header about his book. And it says, buy the book. And I'm like, what? I feel like somebody forgot that this homepage is still like linked in the main navigation.
Yeah.
Or didn't know how to make the shows page the homepage.
Homepage?
Or something.
That's what I think. That's what I think. So we'll be tagging old Trev.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm like, Trevor, please let Jess take this website.
Just let me
Janet's
do it.
Is not as bad as this, but hers is still.
Yeah. And she links to like Apple and Spotify and YouTube, and it doesn't open in a new tab. It opens in the same tab.
Same tab. That's all that.
That's not great.
That's not cool. That's not cool, Janet.
So that's the fun part. One of the fun things. I don't know if it's actually fun, but being a web designer, like I can easily spot Shopify, Showit, WordPress, and Squarespace, and Wix, especially Wix.
Yeah. Oh, I can spot like Wix. I don't know why. I guess it's because of you, because I've paid attention so closely, but I can spot that. I usually can tell a Squarespace pretty easily. I always can tell a Showit.
Yes.
Always.
Showit just
I don't know what it is about Showit, but I can, I mean, immediately I can be on that website. And
they,
I know
they look good. It's not a bad thing like Wix, but Showit, it just has a very specific look. And I think it's a lot of the templates, because people are buying templates. And so then everyone just looks the same.
They look the same.
Yeah.
And I think that's why, if I'm being, you know, we've talked about this a lot. If I'm being honest to myself, that's probably why I've not switched, because I don't want to look like everybody else.
Yeah.
I am not that type of photographer where I'm overly frilly. And I feel like Showit sometimes, again, not that this is a bad thing. There are photographers that absolutely are that, and they need to be that. But I'm not. I'm more of a sensible photographer. I want to help my couples. I'm invested in the relationship more than I am all these other things. So I just want to give them the information. And so I think that that is why I have never veered over to Showit, is because of that template, you know. And there's lots of different ones, and there's great web designers for Showit. Like I have great, I have friends that are designers for Showit, so they do great work. But at the end of the day, I want to look different.
Yeah.
And if you want to look different, that's kind of how I've made that difference work for me, is I've stayed with Squarespace, and gosh, I love it. The user friendly, when I am with a photographer or a bunch of photographers, because typically in a room, if you have 10 photographers in a room, 9 out of 10 are going to be using Showit.
Mm-hmm.
And every one of them talk about the user-friendly part of Showit. It's just, and I don't have the patience for that or the mind space for that. I have too many things going on. So
I feel you.
And obviously we have UpCrowd on Squarespace too. So it just makes it all inclusive for me. Like I can do all things at one time. Just so
all the things. The only other thing I saw about Squarespace was, so most of their revenue obviously is through the like subscription, the clients. Like you have to pay a monthly fee or yearly, whatever. But then the second highest thing is the transaction fees. So Squarespace, if anybody runs a business, If you use Stripe, Square, PayPal, yeah. what anything, they always take a percentage because like that's how they make money. But right. so if you sell like digital products, physical products, memberships, whatever through Squarespace, mm-hmm. they take a small percentage.
Mm-hmm.
But like the fact that it's because their subscriptions take up about 91 to 92% of their overall revenue. And I was like, I expected it to be a little bit higher than like, cause I mean, that's what they sell. It's like, but then it didn't.
So a lot of it's transaction.
Yeah. It then. Didn't explicitly say, cause it was like an official, like someone had found and linked this like government report thing that like Squarespace did. It didn't explicitly say the transaction fee percentage. It just said, yeah. like, this is most of our revenues through subscriptions, and then next is transaction fees. So I don't know if that the fees make up the other 8 to 9%, or if yeah. there is something else that makes other up the other.
Opinion, like,
yeah.
Yeah.
But I just thought mm-hmm. it was kind of interesting that it's only 92% when that's like the only thing, you know, that they really sell.
Yeah.
And also I know how much business owners like hate having that percentage taken yeah. out of their sales. And I was like, well, there you go. There's the,
yeah.
the big chunk. And then similar to some of the other brands, they surprisingly don't have a ton of SEO. They only rank for 52,000 keywords. And I was like,
really?
But you're
and like, they're Squarespace.
And like as part of their, like, I don't know if it's their current marketing campaign. I think it's one of their previous ones. It was one of the Super Bowl ads that they did about, or a website that makes websites. And I'm like, you're a website that's all about websites. And you only ring for 52,000 keywords. So I thought that was like really interesting. Cause like when we talked about Canva does a ton of educating. So they have a lot of SEO, but, and Squarespace does have a lot of tutorials and such, but I guess they don't yeah. maybe do as much educating. So I just thought that was kind of interesting.
That is.
They haven't. Cause also they're
both just staring at each other like, and, really?
Cause they're older than Canva, right? Or cause when was Canva? I know we already did a podcast about them.
2013.
So yeah, they're like 10 years older and Canva already has a lot more SEO. That's fascinating. It's nerdy, but it's fascinating.
It's very nerdy. I know we're both just kind of sitting here thinking about it. Like,
what do you,
so strange.
What do you think about their social presence?
Well, I think it's very weird, if I'm being honest. Like,
yeah,
I don't think they do a good job at representing their brand in an overall
yeah,
look and style. They give you some ideas of stuff for Squarespace, but they're not. Either they don't need to sell their brand anymore or they just don't. I can't figure that out. But recently, I told you earlier, recently they started doing like this movie about websites with, I think her name's Francesca Scorsese. It's Martin Scorsese's daughter. And they're doing a movie about building websites. And I don't know. I feel like they've stepped into some weird mojo vibe market, like that they're, yeah. that they don't need to be in. I don't know if she maybe approached them and they were like, well, we can't turn this down. This is who this is. I don't know if it's that, because that's a possibility. I mean, that could definitely be a possibility that yeah, she approached
yeah,
them.
Yeah.
But it's they not have, cohesive.
No. In my opinion, they have always had a little bit of a different like brand vibe.
They do.
They've really catered toward the creatives, and creatives can be a little, you know,
yeah.
out of the box.
And that's kind of what I'm wondering. I'm like, are they just not marketing? Are they? My thought is this: there are people all over that use their website, you know, templates and things like that, and their brand for specific niches like photography or, you know, selling a good or something like that. But are they really trying to cater just directly to those artsy
yeah.
styles? Because if you look at their templates, they are very artsy styled templates.
Yes. Yes.
Very artsy templates.
Yeah.
So that's where my thought goes in that is that maybe, just maybe, they are not trying to cater to my persona. Maybe they're trying to cater to that, and they feel like that's more of their niche market. And then we are just bystanders, you know, or bystander. Is that the right? Yes. It's later in the day today, if my brain is going, phew. but you know what I'm saying? Like, so maybe that's what that is, that they're trying to pull in more of the artsy, you know, people. That's the only thing I can gather from their social media feed, because honestly, it is not geared towards me. Their feed is, I don't even follow them because it's not geared towards me at all. And I use them religiously. I love their brand, but the brand is not geared towards me.
Right. And they're also not consistent on social
media. Oh gosh, no. They will post and then 2 weeks later post something random. I mean, it's very hit or miss. There is definitely no strategy behind what they're doing.
Interesting. Mm-hmm. I think they're a major brand. So like, do they need
they're a major player. Yeah. I mean, I feel like they are a major player. I don't think that they're as major as some of your top, you know, tiers, obviously, but they still are very much a major player. So I get very confused a little bit by like, why would they not want to market to some of, I don't know. That would be a fantastic question to ask old Anthony if we could, but I highly doubt he'll join us on a podcast. But
probably not.
I would like to know.
Yeah.
I would like to know.
Yeah.
You know, so.
But I do enjoy Squarespace as a user, but their marketing, like, I think for me, one of the things, this is the last thing I'll say, whenever I see like their commercials, ads or whatever, I'm never like, oh yeah, like that totally makes sense. Or like, I'm like, I'm always like, huh?
Yeah.
That was like, that in my brain is not who Squarespace is.
Right. I 100% agree with that, because Josh and I see ads from time to time, you know, and we kind of look at each other like, that is not at all. Like, truthfully, I feel like they're missing their mark a little bit. Like, I don't know if there is some strategic. Yeah. I don't know if there's some strategic somebody sitting somewhere saying something wrong to them, like telling them to do something different. I don't know. But like, I wish they would get back to the nitty gritty of just trying to help entrepreneurs or small businesses do their thing. And they've taken some shift to far off land of I love the artsy community, obviously. Yeah. I mean, that's my world, but they've went far off into the galaxy somewhere of it. And because of that, there's people like me that if I were to see their ads today, I don't know that I would look at them and choose them today.
Right.
Back when I started, they were catering. They were talking to my, you know, my brand and who I was. I don't know what's happened. They need to bring it back around.
Yeah.
Just people are confused. Squarespace, that's really what we're trying to say. you're confusing. Your branding and your marketing of what you're doing is confusing people a little bit. Maybe streamline that a little bit so that we can see what you're really about and not what the artsy side of you.
Because if they're trying to, here's the disconnect for me. It seems, based on some of the messaging and the imagery, that they're like leaning into the creatives.
Yeah.
But also, it's not the messaging, because their messaging is more just generalized, like a website makes it real. And then they show, like, versus, and this is going to kill me to say this, but like Wix's ads are like, oh, like set up a website. It takes one click or, you know, like whatever. I skip the ads.
So that's what I'm talking about, though. And honestly, that's why, in my opinion, I think that's why Wix is still ranking above them, is because Wix is still talking to the people that they want to be their client.
Yeah.
And Squarespace has went off the cuckoo train somewhere in their marketing. And you know that I'm not meaning that, I'm trying not to mean that harshly, but they've went off on some tangent over here, and they're missing the point that their websites are accessible. They're easy to maneuver. They're drag and drop. So people that don't know how to build a website, if they can't afford a website designer at the beginning, they still have capability to be able to build that. And they're missing that is their target audience. If you're gonna create websites or create a business like Squarespace that you want to be accessible to people who can't afford an immediate website designer, you need to start talking to the person that is that. And they're not talking to that person. And I don't know if they've gotten too big for their britches. You know, like, I don't know. I really don't know. I don't know what's going on behind the scenes there, but they definitely are. Before long, they're going to lose traction overall because people that are going to come on the scene are going to choose another option that they've heard of mm-hmm. more predominantly. Because let's be honest, I mean, if you say Squarespace in a room full of people that are not small business owners or in any type of realm that we are, they don't know what we're talking about. Right. But if you say WordPress,
they've heard of it.
And yeah. Sometimes even if you say Wix, they've heard of those two things.
Don't tell me that.
They do though, Jess. And that's the bad part is they do. And I wish Squarespace would come in and interfere with that.
Mm-hmm.
I wish they would step into that spot, but they're not right now. We kind of went from like, we love Squarespace to y'all need to do better.
So we let's say this. We love Squarespace, the product. We don't love yes. Squarespace and their marketing.
That is correct.
So we still love correct. Squarespace. They just need to
I love it.
Tweak their marketing.
Yeah, I love it. I wish that more people understood it and knew about it because I feel like it would be a great asset to small business owners, especially these people that are coming. You know, coming up behind us, there are people that are coming up behind us that you want to see succeed because let's be honest, at the end of the day, when we stop doing what we're doing and we retire, there's got to be people that take our spots.
Mm-hmm.
So you should be cheering those people on, you know, that are coming up behind you and you want them to succeed. And if they don't step into that market, then people are not even going to know they exist. And then they're going to be stuck on Wix. And we ain't going to like
that. Bad day.
We are not going to like that.
Nope.
So, yeah, good times. Man, this was fun. This was deep.
This was a good one.
Woo!
Good
one. We went in.
Yes.
We went in.
Sorry,
that's probably the deepest we've gotten into a brand.
Well, if you're a Squarespace user out there or you've thought about it, let us know.
Let us know.
Or if you have Squarespace questions, you know, let us know. I'm happy to answer, but
or if you didn't choose Squarespace because of maybe their marketing, tell me why.
Because like,
was it because of their marketing? Like, did you feel like you didn't belong in that Squarespace?
Well, thanks for listening to our conversation,
our rant,
and we will see you all in the next episode.